You hear that train coming, Mr. Postmanchuk?
Oh, yeah, man.
The ball of fire, just to me, you can picture the nuclear bomb mushroom cloud, just a miniature version of that with a lot of fire, 150, 200 feet into the air, easy.
Hey, Casey was a good engineer. Told the brakeman not to fear. Pour on the water, shovel on the coal. Stick your head at the window.
And my initial reaction was when I saw the plume of smoke was plane crash.
Stick your head at the window, see my drivers roll.
We weren't sure if it was a situation like they had in Minot where they had chlorine gas that could have been killing people.
Still got the Milwaukee Blues. Said I want to go west, I got the Milwaukee Blues.
This plume of smoke that was coming from the fire, I could easily see it 20 miles away. It was a bright, clear, cold, blue sky type of day where you could literally see for miles across the North Dakota prairie.
Said old Bill Jones said before he died, five more things I'd like to ride. Tricycle, bicycle, automobile, said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel.
You could feel the shockwave in the whole nine yards. It was pretty spectacular.
Way down in Georgia on a tram. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna crash me a freight train to leave this town because I don't allow the hobos just to hang it around.
I was on the air with KFGO Live when the first explosion just took off. Mind you now, I was sitting inside my vehicle. I could feel the earth shake and I could literally feel the heat from the explosion on my face.
Then it started to become a safety issue. Should we be here? Is the smoke going to come in?
Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna catch me a freight train to leave this town. Cause I don't down a hobo.
Then another one went off, and that was pretty incredible. It shook the pickup and warmed it up when I was a quarter mile away.
Casey was a good engineer. Told the brakeman not to fear.
I saw it. I heard it. I smelled it. It was a cross between diesel exhaust and burning tire.
One more time. Let's pull it all in that railroad station. I hear it. I see Fargo coming up.
Two-thirds of the town voluntarily left for the night. Most of them found friends or family to stay with in the Fargo area.
Mm-hmm.